Yeah, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen meeting, regular meeting to order on Thursday, October 9th, 2025. The time is now 7 o'clock. Will you please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg? Ms. Pettinici, Ms. Widomski.
Here. Sorry about that.
Okay. Ms. Berrios Perez, Mr. Cortica.
Present.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Chivarella.
Present.
Ms. Falcioni Smith.
Here.
Mr. Heider.
Yeah,
Mr. Heider is there, but I think he's just settling.
I'm here. Sorry.
Nope, no, not at all.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Yeah.
The record should reflect that you have six members present. Mr. Mayor, you have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have none. Mr. Kirkcanny?
None.
Okay. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak?
Hi, Mayor. It's Felicia Monaco. Can you hear me?
Yep. How are you, Felicia?
Hi, good. Good. Thank you. I reside at 17 Monaco Circle in Derby, and I'm in here in regards to items number 10 and 11 of tonight's agenda relating to 1725 Crescent Street. I own a home very close to that property and have been calling, as you know, the mayor for numerous years, including people on this board, as well as the mayor's team, with complaints to how that property has been handled. It's been neglected and poorly maintained. The property has been on and off that blight list for several years. At one point, the tenants that lived there, as you may recall, had to be relocated due to safety concerns of the building. And I think at that time, a relocation lien was put on it. In addition, over the last couple of years, the city's had to go in and get the weeds done, clean it up. And I believe you put some clean and lien liens on it as well. It's been vacant for at least a few years from what I can recall. It's neglected and it poses such an eyesore in the neighborhood. Graffiti, broken windows, the garage doors are broken. Sometimes there's cars there overnight. Kids are playing there. It's just a mess. The current owner has not maintained it at all. I am not sure what you're talking about tonight in executive session. I have a few ideas, which I won't share right now as far as what you might be discussing, but I really hope you keep in mind what's best for this neighborhood. I feel like we're often neglected here on Gilbert Street, Monaco Circle, High Street. None of you live right here. So I think a lot of the attention to details in this neighborhood are overlooked. I'm one of the few people that actually own a house, a single family home in this neighborhood. It's a lot of multifamilies. So the owners don't live here. And obviously they're not concerned and they don't care as much as we do. My preference would be for the city to take over this property, knock it down, put some parking, something there. I'm not sure if that's really viable given the situation, but I really hope you keep that in mind going forward. As history shows, the owner of this property has not at all maintained it, and he really doesn't deserve to be given any grace. I'm not sure what you're talking about, but if you're giving him a break on anything, I really would like you to reconsider that. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Felicia. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
How are you?
Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I'm glad to see that we're having a wonderful meeting tonight, but I was looking for information as far as the public or the reports from all the departments. They have not been updated since June, so I hope that we can get caught up with that. And also the GIS, I asked way back, probably in May, about why the GIS is not being updated. And I was told that it was going to be part of the new programmings that's going into the tax office. But I'm not seeing any changes there. So we're dropping the ball on a few things, and I hope we can get caught up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else from the public? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Six, administrative and appointments. 6.1, no action. 6.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve monthly tax refunds in the amount of $6,571.87, dated October 6, 2025. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6.3, appointments to the boards and commissions, no action. 7, committee reports and recommendations, community relations and blight committee. Ron?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move to add the following properties to the blight list. 5 Crescent.
Yes. 5 Crescent Street, 274 Derby Avenue, 55 Indian Avenue, 321 Olivia Street, 1 Pine Street, 1016 Roosevelt Drive, 1017 Roosevelt Drive, and 24 Seymour Avenue.
Is that in the form of a motion, Ron?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ron. 7.2, Property and Development Committee, no action. 7.3, Finance and Public Safety Committee. Sarah?
7.3.1, Office of Emergency Management, continuing resolution. I would like to make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled OEM, continuing resolution dated October 9th, 2025.
All right. Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Number 8.1, sidewalk reimbursement to Salvador Coppola at 77 Atwater Avenue. Move to approve sidewalk reimbursement for Salvador Coppola for 77 Atwater Avenue in the amount of $836, as approved by Director of Public Works Michael Piscinari. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 9, old business, no action. 10, I need a motion to go into executive session for the City of Derby versus 17 Crescent Street LLC, 17-25 Crescent Street. Inviting Corporation Counsel and Linda Fusco. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. So going into executive session at 7:07.
Okay. So we're going to pause the recording and put the folks that are not part of the executive session in the waiting room. And then when the executive session is over, we'll bring you back into the meeting. Okay, so just give us a moment. Note the time, please.
Okay, so I'd like to get a motion to come out of executive session at 7:26 p.m. So, made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robin. I lost my thought.
What's her name?
Sorry, Robin. All in favor?
Aye.
Approved?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, number 11, regular session, action from executive session, discussion of possible action on the following matters, City of Derby versus 17 Crescent Street LLC, 17-25 Crescent Street. Is there a motion?
There is, Mayor. We move to give authority to give the Corporation Counsel, authority to resolve this case as discussed in executive session.
All right, motion made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 12, Ron.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, before we adjourn, just for the record to note that Alderwoman Pettinici entered the executive session at 7:12 p.m.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Sorry.
All right, number 12, Ron.
Motion to adjourn at 7:27.
All right, motion made by Ron. Second. Second by Robin. Quicker that time. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, guys, thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, guys. Good night.